Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Accenture's conference call. At this time, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If you do have a question, you can press star then one on your touch-tone phone. Also, if you should require assistance during the call, you may press star then zero. As a reminder, the conference is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the conference over to our host, Chairman and CEO, Mr. Bill Green. Please go ahead.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. It's been a terrific week in Ireland here with our board of directors, and I'm absolutely delighted to be here with Pierre Nanterme, who the board selected to be Accenture's next Chief Executive Officer. We're both going to say a few words, and then we'll take your questions. Of course, I know you won't be able to resist asking some financial questions, but that's not the purpose of the call. We're going to focus today on succession. Before we dive in, let me ask Richard Clarke, our Managing Director of Investor Relations, to provide the safe harbor information.
Thanks, Bill. Let me remind you that some of the comments and responses to your questions may include forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements are based on certain assumptions and are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties, and actual future results may vary materially. I encourage you to read the risk factors described in Accenture's periodic filings. Now back to Bill.
Thank you, Richard. I am so pleased and excited that the board has selected Pierre to be our next CEO. Pierre is an outstanding choice to lead Accenture. I've worked side by side with him for many years, and I know he has not only the experience and qualifications, but also the passion and commitment to guide Accenture through the next phase of growth and market leadership. Speaking on behalf of the board, we are very confident that Pierre will serve Accenture and our shareholders in an exceptional way. Pierre has devoted 27 years to Accenture. He's seen our business from all sides. I'd like to say that Pierre has Accenture in his veins. Throughout his career, he has distinguished himself as a true leader, not only with Accenture, but also in the broader business community, where he is involved at the highest levels advising on economic and public policy issues. For the past 3 years, Pierre has led our financial services operating group. He's navigated that business through an incredibly challenging time and ultimately transformed our financial services business, establishing our leadership position. We are stronger and better positioned as a result of Pierre's vision and leadership. Pierre is absolutely the right person at the right time to take the wheel of Accenture. He's distinguished himself not only in financial services, but also in his role as our Chief Leadership Officer, where he led our human capital strategy, which is all about our talent and how we develop the leadership we need to drive our business for the future. Pierre also led the design and implementation of our global operating model, which gives him a unique perspective on how Accenture brings all the parts of its business together to execute our strategy on the ground each day. When I look at Pierre, I see a leader with incredible business instincts who leads from the front. And in both good and challenging times, he does that with discipline and with clarity and with focus. But most important, what makes Pierre especially well-suited to lead Accenture is his commitment to and passion for our clients and our people, as well as his commitment to our shareholders. He has the highest integrity and lives our core values each day. We're going to have Pierre say a few words in a minute, but let me first tell you what I'm going to be doing. I've spent 33 years here. I love this company, and I'm incredibly excited about continuing to play a key role as an active chairman. I'll chair the board of directors and be a close advisor to Pierre. As many of you know, I'm a client guy at heart, so in this role, I'm going to focus even more on deepening our existing client relationships and on building new relationships with our clients around the world. I am passionate about our people and will work with Pierre to ensure that we continue to have the very best people on the planet for Accenture. This is an exciting time for our company. Accenture is on a positive growth trajectory and better positioned than at any time in our history. We have the best clients, the best people, a leading brand, global reach, and extraordinary depth and breadth of service. We have an incredibly talented leadership team of senior leaders, all with significant experience successfully managing major areas of our business. And together, we will provide seamless continuity during the transition. This is a demonstration of stewardship in creating an even stronger company for the next generation. With that, it is my pleasure to introduce Pierre, who will share a few thoughts with you before we take your questions.
Thanks, Bill, and hello, everyone. As you might imagine, it has been an incredible 24 hours for me, and I'm extremely proud and truly honored to have the opportunity to lead such a great company. And I want to thank Bill and the board of directors for their confidence in me. Under Bill's leadership, Accenture achieved high performance results, and it is my commitment to continue on this path to make Accenture an even stronger company for the coming years. Over the last 27 years, I've had an incredible career at Accenture, and I've been extremely fortunate to touch almost every aspect of our business. I've seen the industry dimension through my many years in financial services. I was chief leadership officer, and I have enormous appreciation for human capital strategy and talent management. Having been country managing director for France, I know what it's like on the ground serving clients in a geography. And I spent time earlier in my career in a leadership role in our strategy consulting business and understand the service line dimension of our company. These past few years, I had the opportunity to travel all over the world, driving our business and growing new markets. In fact, when I look back, I don't know of anything more rewarding than engaging with our clients to help shape their strategies and meeting with our people to feel their incredible energy and enthusiasm. Now, let me say a few words about our strategy and our future. As a member of our executive leadership team, I was closely involved in developing Accenture's growth strategy and in successfully executing in the marketplace. I was also closely involved in leading Accenture Global Operating Model implementation, which brings together our unique combination of deep industry specialization with global delivery at scale. I can say without a doubt that Accenture has built a strong and durable foundation for growth. We are on a positive trajectory, and I'm so fortunate to have an exceptional team of senior leaders to help me build on the momentum we see in our business. Going forward, as a first priority, I am committed to working closely with our CFO, Pam Craig, and our leadership team to deliver our business outlook for fiscal year 2011. And of course, I'm extremely pleased to have the opportunity to continue to work with Bill. In closing, it's truly a privilege to be asked to lead Accenture, and I'm ready to make a positive and lasting impact as CEO. With that, let me hand back to Bill.
Okay, thank you, Pierre, and thanks again, everyone who joined us. Operator, if you could open it up for questions, please.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, again, you can press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. You'll hear a tone indicating you've been placed into the queue, and you can remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing the numbers. And our first question from the line of Adam Frisch with Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Good morning, and congratulations to both of you.
Thanks, Adam.
So I guess I'm going to have to get up on my French sports now because no more titles with the Red Sox in them.
No, but I've been working on the Red Sox with Pierre. I think he's almost there.
sounds good.
I know all of them name by name.
Okay, that sounds good. I just wanted to ask you, Pierre, anytime, you know, we've had a CEO change in the past, whether it was from Joe to Bill, there's been a couple tweaks at the senior team level. I don't expect there to be much more than what would be considered normal at this point, but if you could just give maybe a little bit color on how you expect your team to get tweaked, if at all.
As you know, not only we are, you know, on a positive momentum for growth, but we have an excellent team of people currently leading Accenture, starting with our CFO, Pam Craig. So my intent is to continue just working with the team we have and just looking forward to accelerate on the execution of our strategy.
Okay, great. And then if I could just follow up with a quick one. Obviously, this has been a team effort all along, always has been, and everyone is on board with the plan and so forth. So I don't expect any major changes to the strategy or growth plan or anything that you've already outlined. But obviously, Pierre, you're different from Bill. And what do you think we'll see as the most significant change in this transition of leadership? Now over to you.
As I mentioned before, I've been personally involved, in participating in developing our current strategy. So I'm fully on board, and there's going to be a lot of continuity on that. My intent is more around executing on that strategy to make sure we're moving to the next level. Regarding the rest, as you know, Pam provided in September 13 our business outlook for fiscal year 11, and there is no change.
Great. Okay. Thanks, guys.
I'm lateral into Pierre. I'm going to block downfield, and then I'm going to let him run past me.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Rod Bourgeois with Bernstein, please go ahead.
Okay, great. And Bill, congratulations to you for leading Accenture to a pretty impressive list of accomplishments over the last few years, and that you're making the transition at a time of clear strength. I'd also say, Pierre, congrats to you for being chosen from a bench with a lot of talent and experience on it. Now, in terms of a pertinent question, I got a lot of messages from investors last night along the following lines. So why is Accenture's new CEO someone that hasn't spent much time with investors? So can you talk about that choice and whether there's a way to rectify that time with investors question soon?
I mean, first, I had the opportunity to meet with investors, probably not to the extent you might expect moving forward, but I have lots of dialogues in Europe, not only in France, but in other parts of Europe, a lot of one-on-one over the phone, and as well as participating to our Investor Day, where probably you've been able to see me. On the other hand, I've been in the U.S. all the time these last years, visiting many clients, of course, most in financial services, in banking, insurance, and capital markets. And so moving forward, first, I will continue to spend a lot of time in the U.S. and continue visiting clients, but probably as well devoting more time to the analysts and investors in that part of the world.
All right. And I guess you'll be transitioning out of your current role in financial services into January. And if that's true, will there be time for investors between now and January?
I'm indeed preparing in a very orderly fashion my transition in financial services. This is a very important part of our business, you know, in excess of 20% of Accenture. So that's my first priority. But indeed, I will continue visiting the world, see a couple of clients, meet with our people, and listening around what's happening in our business to get prepared for January 1st, and indeed have the opportunity in due course to meet with our, you know, investors and analysts in the coming 2 months.
Got it. And then one big picture question. So if you're Accenture's CEO over the next 3 or so years, when you look back on what you're going to do over the next 3 years, what would you like your main accomplishments to be? You know, Bill's built out the global delivery model. You know, that's clearly a big accomplishment, but there's also some accomplishments in terms of discipline on the cash flow front and avoiding problem contracts and improving margins and outsourcing. Are there any specific accomplishments you aspire to achieve that would be really relevant to investors and to the financials of the company?
You know, I understand Bill set high standards in terms of delivering performance, and the benchmark is, is extremely high. Now, however, my intent would be, first to drive and execute our strategy, and it's all about driving growth from our core, accelerate innovation in new businesses, and as well expanding on new markets, especially in the emerging market. Probably the other point I mentioned, in financial services, we developed quite a robust asset strategy to further differentiate our services to the competition, and that's probably an angle of our strategy I will definitely pursue in the coming years.
Yeah, I would just add, if I could, because I think it's a fair question and a good one. We've been here in Ireland all week. We had a day and a half or so of board meeting. Other than that, Pam, Pierre, and I spent time on how do we raise our game. We've always said, right, in order to be a company that serves other companies and helps them achieve high performance, we have to be one ourselves. And all those stakes we put in the ground and executed to, we have to continue to keep, and we have to get better on them. But then there are some other things we need to do, and I think we're just excited about having more power at the top to be able to do that, both how we operate inside and maybe most importantly, how we continue to capture and bring new clients into the firm.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
And Julio Quinteros with Goldman Sachs, please go ahead.
Great. Hey, guys. Congratulations to both of you. Maybe, Pierre, just on the landscape, as you think about the evolution of Xerox buying ACS, Del Perro, HPEDS, et cetera, and you kind of look across the spectrum, you guys kind of stand alone. Help us understand what your view is of the independence of Accenture and whether or not you think partnering with a larger technology vendor down the road makes more sense for you guys. How do you think through that? I know we've talked about this with Bill ad nauseam, but I'd love to hear your perspective on the evolving technology landscape with Oracle and Cisco as kind of big players out there trying to reposition themselves against some of the more diversified vendors there.
Obviously, we're watching extremely carefully what's happening in the marketplace to understand the competition. You mentioned some of the big names in the infrastructure space. But as well, we're watching carefully what's happening with the Indian pure players in order to understand what's the space we're going to operate in. Our intent, and we strongly believe that there is a place for us as an unbiased, independent organization providing high-quality services with a unique combination of deep industry expertise together with delivering technology at scale. And I think today we are the best company on the planet to serve in that field, and I strongly believe that there is a great future if we continue to work on being extraordinarily competitive in everything we do and to be extraordinarily differentiated in the services we provide.
Got it. And then the competition, specifically, seems to be shifting a little bit too now with, we're hearing a lot more of the accounting consultancies, making strides, Pricewaterhouse making an acquisition of a consulting company a couple of weeks ago. How do you see those guys sort of stacking up in the competitive landscape? I mean, from a public investor perspective, we don't see and hear much about them on a day-to-day basis, but we know they're out there, we know they're big, and they certainly have a lot of overlap with the types of skill sets that you guys have. Is there anything from a competitive landscape versus some of the accounting consultancies that you could sort of elaborate on in terms of how you go to market against those guys?
And we're watching that as well extremely carefully. When we're looking at the market in the search for differentiation, we will be always looking for intellectual property, for tangible assets, for source of differentiation. Many of our competitors are more looking for people and skills. We are probably more looking for IP, solutions, and tangible assets. Because this is the game in which we are operating in, we are operating at a very different scale compared to those, consulting company in terms of size, in terms of footprint, but in terms as well of what we are delivering to our clients. So indeed, we're watching what's happening in the management consulting. We are already one of the largest players on that planet in management consulting. But our game is, again, to combine in a unique way consulting, technology, BPO around single unique point of view in industry, and I strongly believe that in that game, we're still second to none.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations to both of you.
Thanks, Julia.
And Jason Kupferberg with UBS, please go ahead.
Thanks. Congrats, guys. Pierre, just wanted to start with a question for you, maybe to pick up on the last comment you just made around looking for more IP and tangible assets. That's something we've been talking about for a while in terms of the prospect for Accenture to move to more asset-based solutions that can actually create some more leverage in the business model as opposed to just keeping the model very much predominantly headcount-driven, because you've had, obviously, revenue per employee decline consistently as you've moved more folks offshore. So was that statement that you just made kind of a signal of a strategic shift, whether you would do that through acquisition or organic means to actually push into more asset-based solutions?
It's not a change. We've been in the IP asset solution software business, whatever the name is, for years. We developed our assets in the banking and insurance probably 15 years ago. So it's not new news. We've been developing IP around our alliance partner solution, I think about the SAP and the Oracle and the others, for many, many years. That being said, indeed, our intent is to continue looking at opportunity to be in that game, and as I mentioned before, potentially to accelerate in executing that strategy. But that strategy has been set some while ago. We are extraordinarily persistent in everything we do. We try to continue being extraordinarily relevant to our clients, watching the game of our competitors, but we are driving through, probably accelerating, and looking at any opportunity to differentiate our service, indeed, around asset solution and IP. This is not new news. It is probably maybe just an acceleration given the fast-changing environment.
Okay, and Jason, I think that, it is important to note that, Pierre has probably got the most seasoning in the asset side of our business in Accenture today, because our financial services, has more of a stable of leverageable assets than anywhere else. So, we do hope to bring some of that thinking to the table here, and I think that's where the acceleration can come from, because he just has a frame of reference of having driven a business that, has the benefit of leveraging assets and getting, better than average results based on those.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that. And Pierre, just any initial broad thoughts on what you think Accenture's biggest challenges are over the next few years?
I mean, probably, if I look at my personal challenge, is to be as good as Bill's. But I think, you see, we see the momentum in the marketplace. We see a trajectory for growth. We are uniquely positioned. We are building on amazing strengths. Many of you mentioned our financial strengths and our cash position. I can't be more pleased starting with that position and to take advantage of this to fast forward in the marketplace and continue to be the leading company in our field.
Okay, and just last one for me. Bill, if you can comment, were there any outside candidates considered for the CEO role once you decided it was time to give up the post?
No, if you just think about succession here, it's kind of an ongoing process.
And, yep.
And there's always the right person at the right time, and looking for opportunities to do that. We're incredibly lucky to have a very deep bench that our board came to that conclusion very quickly. And then our board has had great exposure to really all of our leaders. At every board meeting, we have our leaders come in, talk about what they're doing. They sat through strategy sessions. So it's just kind of an evolution of that somebody will lead. But, we did talk about it at the board just yesterday because, we look at some successions going on around the industry.
Right.
And around the world. And these people have huge learning curves to climb. And at Accenture, just sort of over an afternoon, we just make a few adjustments and we just move right out. And I think it gives us a tremendous advantage. So there was never any consideration of anyone outside the company.
Okay. Well, good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Tim Fox with Deutsche Bank, please go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Let me add my congrats to both of you also. Pierre, I guess if we could just take a step back and think about framing the recovery globally. Obviously, your focus has predominantly been on financial services. Could you help characterize where you think we are from a recovery perspective, I guess, first in financial services and really specifically for Accenture? What are your clients telling you today? And if you have a view, how does that recovery feel relative to some of the other verticals at Accenture?
When you look at the overall economy, we always need to be prudent, but the worst seems to be behind us. And indeed, we're probably going to see some overall, slow and bumpy recovery, but more on the recovery side now. We all know that there are probably going to be two very different worlds getting out of the crisis. The mature market probably having some tough rides moving forward, when the more emerging markets, Latin America and APAC, still enjoying big growth, and it's going to be our intent as well to capture those opportunities on the planet where the growth is going to be, while continuing investing in the mature market because there is still great opportunities for us. Now, if you're looking from an industry perspective, indeed, the first industry to get into the crisis, that industry was financial services. I was delighted to lead during that period in time, where Bill appointed me in September 07 at the time of the subprime crash, and I learned a lot. It's clear that financial services now has probably a rebound, which is happening sooner than other industries, and so we are watching that extremely carefully. It seems that FS is leading the pack, but other industries are coming, almost every quarter, and we have almost good prospects in every industry we're operating in. We will need to be a little bit more patient with some, while others will drive more growth. But this is the nature and the beauty of having a balanced portfolio.
And just secondly, you mentioned emerging markets. I'm just wondering if you could give us your perspective on your investments in emerging markets. How does that change the way you go to market, maybe the margin structure of the business there? Just give us some high-level thoughts around your opportunities to invest and grow in some of the new emerging markets.
Growing in the emerging market is clearly part of our strategy. It's been very well communicated. It's one of our three pillars, so we will continue. We will continue, and with acceleration, probably, to take all the opportunity we might have. Now, when we come with investments, we are always very thoughtful. I think we have a reputation of driving very well our business and operational excellence and generating cash. Definitely, we will never do anything stupid. We have a fabulous CFO in that company, Pam Craig, who is keeping us extraordinarily honest and rigorous in everything we do, and we will invest extremely wisely, but in a very focused way, to take advantage of the emerging market growth.
Thank you both, and best of luck.
Thank you.
And Darrin Peller with Barclays Capital, please go ahead.
Thanks. Congratulations to you both. Pierre, when we last spoke, I think you mentioned that the financial services pickup was providing some good opportunities for pent-up demand, regulatory shifts. I'd just love to hear if there's any examples from your leadership roles in the past, whether it's covering financial services or in your leadership management role around human capital, that you can convey from the leadership roles there to the overall company.
I've been extraordinarily fortunate, or lucky, or both, over my 27 years in Accenture to cover many very different leadership roles. And I learned a lot from this chief leadership officer role, as well as being global industry lead. I've been driving a P&L, I've been driving a country, I've been driving a service line. And at the end of the day, if there is something I learned is you need an extremely strong leadership team around you. You need to have great people, and this is what we have. You need to have an extremely clear and focused strategy, and I think this is what we have. And you need, on top of that, absolutely discipline, execution, and rigor in everything we do. And at the same time, you need to work extremely hard on remaining competitive, and at the same time, you need to work extremely hard on searching for differentiation to put a distance between yourself and the competitors. So I think I learned all of that during all these 27 years. I've been all over the world as well. And try to be an American in the U.S. and a Japanese in Japan. I'm not sure I'm even a French in France now anymore, especially with what's happening over there. So I had a great learning, great coach, especially with Bill, and this, all of this which is coming together now, and I hope I will be able to leverage as the new CEO.
That's very helpful. And Bill, you know, obviously everyone acknowledges the great job he's done, but is there anything, I mean, this question kind of came up before, is there anything that specifically you would see yourself doing somewhat differently in, you know, maybe the first year or two out?
Well, I hope so. But I mean, I guess you guys know me. I mean, I'm a client guy at heart, and I love the clients and I love the market. This March to the Diamond Clients thing has just been huge for us. You know, next stop, 200 diamonds. And I think the thing that I want to try to do is, you know, give Pierre the benefit of, you know, my advice from time to time. But most importantly, we got a great team doing that. But, you know, the action at Accenture is in the market, right? And I expect to spend a lot more time with our major clients around the world, and particularly, you know, opening up new client opportunities, and, you know, also devoting some of my time to the emerging markets where, you know, where you can really make a difference. And so I'm just incredibly excited about, you know, being able to do more of what I love about, you know, Accenture.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And Brian Keene with Credit Suisse, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Pierre, are you going to be headquartered in Paris? And if that's the case, is there any challenges you foresee being in France?
As you know, there is one specificity with Accenture, is we do not have any headquarters, which I think is just brilliant and cost-effective at the same time. And so, the game is just to be where I need to be and when it's relevant to operate the right way. So my family is going to stay in Paris, indeed, but my intent is to continue traveling the world to be in any relevant location. I mentioned that I will be in the U.S. because it's a big part of our business, and indeed it's going to be the opportunity to devote more time with all your guys, analysts and investors. But I continue traveling the world because all sorts of things are happening in the emerging market and going to require a lot of attention. And so this is what it's going to be. So there is no such thing as being in a place or being in an headquarter. We are just global leaders with aspiration to serve clients in the best possible way wherever they are.
We all volunteered to re-domicile to Paris. In fact, there's still a small drumbeat to do that. But Pierre said, no, we just needed to stay where the clients were.
No, I think there'd be worse places to be than Paris.
Depend on the day.
Yeah. And then just turn into the global delivery model. How much more growth is there in that? I know the mix of the pyramid right now is about 57% of the employee base is in the global delivery model. I mean, do we see that go up to 60, 70% in the coming years? Just your thoughts around that, Pierre, would be helpful.
I mean, moving forward, of course, we will have more people, we will have more resources, we will have more leverage in our global delivery network, because this is the way it works. Our clients are expecting having the best people at the right cost and at the right place. We build something which is reasonably unique with our global delivery network operating in multiple countries, India, Manila, and many others. We will continue to be extraordinarily effective, to work out on our pyramid, but as well on our productivity, as well as on our quality. We will put in our delivery network more industry spin on it in order to have a very strong approach, people to serve our clients on the planet. So we will just continue to be as effective as possible. And that's something which is very unique for Accenture.
Okay. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And Joseph Farisi with Janney Montgomery Scott, please go ahead.
Hi, and congratulations. Just wanted to ask, dear, if you could just talk about maybe one specific area of focus that you're thinking about kind of coming into this new role here, and then if you could just kind of elaborate on what you see as sort of some of the strengths of the business and then any areas of potential improvement.
I mean, starting with the first part of your question, my probably single focus in the coming days and months going to be to deliver against our financial outlook for fiscal year 11 and working with the team and Pam just to do that. and to work out second on the seamless transition with Bill. I think this is what's the most important. I mean, for the rest, as I mentioned a little bit before, it's just going to be around probably accelerating the execution of our strategy, fast-forwarding around differentiations with some, you know, asset, IP, differentiated industry solution, moving robustly in the new emerging market and serving our clients. But priority number one is around delivering our financial outlook.
And maybe you could just comment on some areas where you think maybe there's some potential improvements that could be made.
If you want to be a high-performance business, you need every minute of every day to look for improvement, efficiency, productivity. I think the line I will probably carry on for the coming days, weeks, months is going to be, again, work as hard on competitiveness that you're working as on differentiation. And that's going to be the two line. So competitiveness is all around having the best people, but the right cost, efficiency and productivity in everything we do, of course, especially in our global delivery network. And on the differentiation, it's all our program, it's all our strategy to have the best experts in our industry point of view to be able to integrate our business and to bring the right level of unbeatable intellectual property. So we're going to continue going to be very relevant and different compared to our competitors.
And just one last question, maybe how you think about sort of the structure of the industry, you know, going forward, given the emergence of cloud and sort of the stack as people are kind of adding to their stack. Just what are your general sort of 30,000-foot views on sort of the changes in the industry and how Accenture fits into those?
Now, when you look at a very high level on the industry, you see indeed emerging the, let's say, the two or three very large infrastructure providers. I'm thinking, of course, about the IBM, the Oracle, and the HP. I mentioned already the Indian pure players. They're coming with a different model, and probably you have, you know, a different grouping with the Google, with the Microsoft, searching for new business model. All of this leveraging technology, leveraging managed services, leveraging the cloud. We're starting to work on this years ago. We have a strategy regarding mobility. We have a strategy regarding cloud computing. We have a strategy regarding managed services and so forth. So again, we believe there is definitely a leading position for non-biased and independent technology management consulting system integrator, because our clients will always look for integration, not for the biggest, but for the best in terms of quality, in terms of service, and in terms of industry point of view. That's why I think we have clearly a durable and lasting position in the marketplace.
Thank you.
Operator, we have time for one more question.
And Moshe Katri with Cowen, please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my question. Pierre, Accenture has done a really good job during the past 5-6 years in terms of responding to the competitive threats and building a very robust global delivery model. And, you know, Karl Heinz has done a good job on that front. And I'm sure that was a pretty difficult transition internally from a cultural perspective. You know, from what you've seen at Accenture, do you think that the organization as a whole has adjusted to this new structure? Do you think that you need to make any tweaks down the road on that front? And then kind of on the other question is on the outsourcing side, you know, that part of the business has not picked up during the past few years. Are you considering making any adjustments there in terms of Accenture's focus on outsourcing? Thanks.
Thank you for your question. I probably know our operating model better than anyone else. I know each and every angle. I had the opportunity to design it years ago, and I probably know that better than anyone else where we can extract more efficiency and more productivity. So again, it's not about a revolution. It's about working on how we're going to improve the productivity. We know exactly what to do, and just we're going to do it. I think we have a unique operating model. On one hand, we have superior insight in terms of industries for OGs, and on the other side, we are at scale and leaders in almost all the business. We are probably the largest management consulting organization on that planet with more than 50,000 people, 15,000 people. We are the leading system integration company in the ERPs you have in that marketplace, and we will continue on one hand to have differentiation from industry point of view and scale in all the business we are doing. Now, that being said, we need to continue sharpening the pencil in order to extract the productivity out of that model, and I think I know enough the model to do that and to be effective. Now, we believe, again, that there is a trajectory for growth. Some of the activities have been, I would say, recovering extraordinarily fast. I think you've been our result in management consulting the last quarter, which from my perspective has been reasonably solid in everything we do. And we have good prospects that all our businesses would recover over time, industry by industry in the coming future. As we mentioned, we have a path for growth. We can see that happening, and we provided our direction for fiscal year 2011. And as I mentioned before, there is no change.
Thanks.
Okay, well, I appreciate everybody for tuning in, and we were excited to have a chance to reach out to you and be able to trade some notes. As Pierre mentioned, he'll be spending more time getting the chance to know some of you. He certainly knows your industry, probably frighteningly well. He's very familiar as he navigates the major financial markets of the world, but I think you'll be delighted and pleased as you get to know him and his personality. And I think, if anything, his credibility means everything to him, as it has to me. I think he's an incredibly straight shooter. He's incredibly sensitive to our shareholders and how important they are as partners in our business. And I would tell you collectively, you know, we're sitting here with Pierre and Pam, Richard, Julie, and others, Roxanne, and we just feel incredibly good about the future of this company and our business. And I think this succession is classic Accenture. You know, we never lose sight of the clients and driving the business, and we just make change happen here in a very seamless and a smooth way. And I think that's what you'll find with this. So thanks again for your support and confidence. All the best.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this conference call will be made available for replay starting today, October the 21st, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time in the United States. The replay of the conference runs for 3 months, ending January 21st at midnight Eastern. You may access the AT&T teleconference replay system by dialing 1-800-475-6701. Please enter the replay access code 175162. International participants may dial 1-320-365-3844. Those numbers again are 1-800-475-6701. International participants dial 1-320-365-3844. The replay access code is 175162. And that concludes our conference call for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Executive Teleconference. You may now disconnect.